Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Joining us today is Stewart Flowers and Gifts owner Katie Adams. Adams is involved with many events in Stewart and talks with Raccoon Valley Radio about three events in November starting this Sunday. What brought about the idea for this safety talk that's coming up?
Yes, Marcus, thanks for having me in to talk about the scoop on safety. It came about when I came across a personal safety device called She's Birdie, and it was actually created by women for women, but anybody can carry this on their keychain. And what it does is you pull it in two parts and a light goes off and a sound at a decibel of, like, I don't know, 140 goes off, and it can go off for up to 40 minutes. And I thought this was brilliant. It is perfect because it can't be used against you like pepper spray could. Pepper spray is still great, but this device, I thought, okay, this is a great stocking stuffer. It's something great people can carry. So I thought, we have to get this into the gift shop. And then I thought, you know what? This reminds me, when I was growing up, my dad always said, go and do, but be aware. And I think it's a great opportunity and a great time to take pause and remind specifically high school youth, because they have driver's license, they're going, they're out and about. Stewart is a town with a very busy interstate interchange. So it's important to take time and remind our youth what is going on at the interstate exit in terms of just be aware, and as well as driving into Des Moines and in general, just general safety for high school students, for adults. We've really advertised this event toward high school youth and their parents, but I want to take this moment to invite any adult who wants to hear basic safety reminders and tips from the Stewart Police Department to come on out and take a listen on Sunday evening, because it's purely meant as a great reminder to folks to stay aware, how to respond if you're feeling uncomfortable. And so it all started again with this She's Birdie device. We carry it in the shop. I had then reached out to Sadie Kleppie at the Stewart Scoop, and I said, hey, I've reached out to the police department and I wanted to know if you had any interest in, you know, being part of this seminar. And she said, sure enough, she has a strong personal interest in personal safety, and she really wanted to be a part of it. She wanted the scoop to be a part of it. So the Stewart Scoop is a sponsor. And then it snowballed from there, where Town and Country Insurance heard about it and Legacy Health Consultants heard about it, and they purely wanted to be part of it because they believe in the idea of safety and coming together to be reminded about it.
So we've kind of gone over what it's going to be about. So when and where is it going to be?
Okay, so the Scoop on Safety is Sunday, November 6th, starts at 6:30 p.m. It is in the West Central Valley High School Commons area. So parking's free and plentiful in the high school parking lot. For those of you not familiar with West Central Valley, it's on White Pole Road, just outside of Stewart to the east. And it is a free event. There will be coupons to the Stewart Scoop and raffle items. The She's Birdie item will be raffled off, more than one. And then I'll also run a special discount on those in the store, just to purely to bring awareness, because I encourage folks to start carrying them.
What things besides the safety talk are going to happen there?
So I am going to be pleasantly surprised at what the officers put together. They are passionate about this topic. Chief Reha, he has some really cool experience across the country in terms of just general preparation for safety response. And so I'm really excited about what his team will put together and what we'll get to hear and listen. It is a seminar, so it's not a self-defense class. It is a seminar, so it is more of sit and get. But then, you know, I'll talk about how this even came to be to the crowd who shows up, and then Sadie will have the floor as well. We'll take time to do raffle and just thank everybody for coming. So really, it's informational, Marcus, and we're just looking forward to having people sit together and learn.
All right, and then kind of another event coming up in November is Ladies Night. What is Ladies Night?
Yes, Ladies Night is probably the best night in Stewart. I'm totally biased, but last year it was the Thursday night before Thanksgiving last year. Same situation this year. It is Thursday night, November 17th, and we found that it really kicked off the holiday season and was super festive. So we're going to repeat that. And we're even more excited to repeat that because we have more shops in town. And it was such a hit last year. So we're hoping the same folks load their cars, come to Stewart, shop the streets. Christmas music's playing in the street. The eateries are offering specials. And when I say we, the Cup on Second, Doe a Deer, and Stewart Flowers and Gifts are the sponsors. And really what that means is we're spearheading the advertising and getting the word out, you know. But otherwise, it is, Ladies Night is truly truly for Stuart, the town of Stuart. It's Stuart Ladies Night. So that's why we say the businesses will be open until 8 p.m. and we have fun deals. Stuart Flowers and Gifts is featuring our local winery. They will be there with another tasting this year for our wines. And yeah, we just kick off the festive season.
How did the idea for Ladies Night kind of come about last year?
Absolutely. So historically, Christina O'Brien, or Christy O'Brien, as everybody knows her, she was the former owner of Stuart Flowers and Gifts, and she held Ladies Night in the flower shop. So when it came time for us to hold it last year in the flower shop, at that time, Doe a Deer was on the corner and another retail spot. So I reached out to Reagan Doley and asked if she would stay open late with me. She said yes. And then we were talking about it with the Cup on Second, and Dustin and Angie Caps said they would also stay open late and debut their holiday drinks. So that's really the core of saying, okay, we're going to do it together. And like I said, then we went to other businesses. They stayed open late, and it was a smashing success. It was a great night. Someone made the comment they had never seen so many women in the street of Stuart. So it was really fun, and the stores were packed, and we thought, we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it like this again, collaboratively. So historically, a Stuart Flowers and Gifts event that has now become a town event.
All right. And again, that would be November 17th, right?
That's correct. Thursday, November 17th. The real like deals are from, in terms of like wine tastings and, you know, the true event itself is 4 to 8 p.m. But I know our shop specifically, the flower shop, if you can't make it that night, but you can make it during normal business hours, 9:30 on into the day, we'll honor the same specials that we are running. So don't not come. If you can't come from 4 to 8, still come earlier. But like things like the wine tasting and the music in the street, and the real pizzazz of the event is from 4 to 8 p.m.
And then kind of finish off the month of November, just Small Business Saturday, that last Saturday after Black Friday. Anything special you guys have planned for that?
Yes. So I'm starting to see a lot of advertising from different businesses about Small Business Saturday. So it will definitely be a day in which you want to be in Stuart. In fact, plug for After Prom fundraising for West Central Valley. There is a 5K sweater weather 5K that morning to kick off Small Business Saturday. Trisha Foster's overseeing it, and she intentionally chose to put it downtown to encourage runners and those supporting runners to stay in town then and shop small on that Saturday. At the flower shop, we are thrilled to announce we'll have Santa and Mrs. Claus from 2 to 4 on Small Business Saturday.
All right. Sounds like a fun event is going to be planned for basically anybody.
That's right. November's rocking and rolling, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stuart. If you miss any of today's Let's Talk program, you can find it online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the Podcasts tab.